The hot, dry weather is taking a toll on crops over the region. Scattered heavy rains have brought some relief to certain areas, but overall, crop production is suffering. As WRVO's Joanna Richards reports, it's been decades since the North Country experienced a summer so dry.
Paul O'Mara owns a grain farm in Canastota in Madison County, and he's not happy about the weather this summer.
I've farmed for 35 years, and I've never seen it quite this dry this time of the year.
Actually, it has been drier, but that was way back in 1979, 2 years into O'Mara's farming career. That's according to Mike Hunter, a field crop specialist with Cornell Cooperative Extension of Jefferson County. He says Jefferson County's gotten just under an inch and a half of rain since June 14th, and that's hit hay and alfalfa hard. Farmers are having to buy forage crops to feed their livestock, increasing their expenses.
You know, the homegrown forages just aren't there right now.
O'Mara says with farmers spending more money to feed their animals, they may send some off to slaughter sooner.
Meat prices will actually drop over the next 3 or 4 weeks because of that extra cattle going in the meat market. But unfortunately, when that's done, then there'll be no cattle. When those cattle would have been ready to sell, there'll be no cattle, so then the meat prices will go up.
Mike Hunter says corn is the next crop that could go down with a lack of rain. It's at a critical stage right now as it begins to show tassels.
We've had a lot of, obviously we've had some moisture stress on the corn crop, the heat, the dry weather, and that's going to be pretty critical that we get rain here in the next few days, because if we don't, it's going to start really taking a toll on the yields of our corn crop at the end of the season.
Corn yields are already expected to be reduced. Hunter says the jury is still out on by how much. Back in Canastota, Paul O'Mara is still waiting for a good soaking rain.
Right now, several inches of rain is what we need.
For WRVO News, I'm Joanna Richards in Watertown.